The Secret Agent and Lord Jim by Joseph Conrad. Copyright Burlington Books, 2001. The Secret Agent. Chapter 1. Assignment from the Embassy. One cool, sunny morning in 1886, Adolf Verloc left his home in the Soho district of London. It was 10:30, but Verloc rarely saw the world at this early hour. He was a big, heavy man, with a fat, smooth face and large eyes. As Verloc walked slowly across the city, he passed through Hyde Park and noticed the many expensive carriages and the well-dressed people. "I help protect all these people and all their money," Verloc thought. He felt particularly important that morning because he was on his way to a meeting with the new First Secretary at the Embassy. The letter inviting him to the meeting was in the pocket of his overcoat. He wondered why such an important official wanted to see him. Verloc showed the letter to the guard at the Embassy. Then he followed a secretary along several corridors and up a long staircase. By the time he entered the First Secretary's office, Verloc was out of breath. The slim, handsome man behind the desk said, "Come in and sit down, Verloc. I'm Mr. Vladimir. You're not very fit, are you? People think that anarchists are thin and fit. You don't look like an anarchist." Verloc suddenly felt nervous. "Well, sir, I've been doing my job well for 11 years, many years before you came here. I sent you reports on my activities," Verloc answered. "I read your reports every month," Mr. Vladimir said in a cold voice. "I know that you're this embassy's secret agent. You're an agent provocateur, and you're supposed to make your anarchist friends do something. But all you do is talk and sell cheap political propaganda. You're lazy, Verloc." Verloc moved uncomfortably in his chair. "England is becoming too liberal," continued Mr. Vladimir. "Many wealthy people who want to help society have started to give money to revolutionary political causes. We must take action against that."
"Action?" said Verloc with a frown.
"Yes, Verloc, action," repeated Mr. Vladimir. He smiled nastily at Verloc and said, "I'm sure you don't like that word, but most secret agents do something. You haven't done anything for many years. The last thing you did for us was to steal a design for a new gun, and that was a very long time ago indeed. I don't know why we pay you. But I do know that you need your monthly salary from this embassy. You certainly don't earn enough money from your little shop to feed your family." Verloc said nothing. "As I was saying," Mr. Vladimir continued, "we must do something. Something to frighten the wealthy people and make them stop giving money to revolutionary causes. Perhaps a bomb attack, which will be blamed on the anarchists, of course."
"Yes, that could be perfect."
"A bombing?" Verloc said loudly, staring at Vladimir. "Do you always have to repeat what I say?" Vladimir asked. "Yes, a bomb. But you needn't kill anyone. You can bomb a building. That would seem very senseless, and senseless violence is very frightening. I think the Greenwich Observatory would be the perfect target. It's world famous as a symbol of science and the centre of universal time. That is all, Verloc?" As Verloc walked slowly to the door, Vladimir said, "You have 1 month to carry out the bomb attack. If you fail, this embassy will no longer need your services. Goodbye, Mr. Verloc." Verloc walked down the stairs and out of the embassy, feeling angry and victimized.